Good morning, everyone, from Atlanta, Georgia, where the International Poultry Expo and International Feed Expo is being held. The purpose of this USB media teleconference is to talk today about the work being done with the soybean checkoff to raise awareness of U.S. soybean farmers, awareness of their top customers. Soybean checkoff-funded research indicates a significant disconnect between U.S. farmers and their most important end customers. In fact, many U.S. soybean farmers identify their local elevator as their end customer. Well, poultry and livestock, both here in the United States and throughout the world, use the vast majority of U.S. soybeans. For example, U.S. poultry and livestock consume nearly 98% of the U.S. supply of soybean meal. And poultry farmers use more soybean meal than any other end user. Joining us today on our teleconference from Atlanta is Dwayne Ford, USB director and a soybean farmer from Kinmundy, Illinois. Dwayne spells his name. First name is D-W-A-I-N, last name Ford, F-O-R-D. Joining us also is Musa Wakila. Musa's name is spelled, first name, M-O-U-S-A, last name spelling, W-A-K-I-L-E-H. Musa is a poultry producer from Jordan. With that, for opening comments, I'll turn the microphone over to Dwayne Ford.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Dwayne Ford, and I serve as a farmer leader on the United Soybean Board, helping to invest checkoff funds in projects that will benefit all of my fellow U.S. soybean farmers. I farm in southwestern Illinois, where I grow soybeans, corn, and have raised livestock. On behalf of the other 68 volunteer farmer leaders who serve on our board, I appreciate the opportunity to be representatives of our biggest customers. Poultry farmers use more of our product every year than any other end user. Broiler chickens alone consume 10.3 million tons of U.S. soybean meal. I serve as a chair of the USB International Marketing Program Subcommittee on Animal Utilization. We continue to export more and more soybeans every year, but regardless of whether we export our soybeans or keep them here in the United States, the end user of most of them remains the same, poultry, livestock, and fish farmers. More than 70% of the world's supply of soybean meal feeds poultry, livestock, and fish, and nearly 98% of the U.S. soybean meal that we don't export goes to American poultry, livestock, and fish farmers. However, our research shows many U.S. soybean farmers don't fully understand their best customers. Moreover, some don't realize what happens to their crop after they deliver it to the elevator. A checkoff-funded survey conducted in recent years showed one out of every four U.S. soybean farmers cited their local elevator as their end customer. Another checkoff survey conducted last summer demonstrated that U.S. soybean farmers couldn't name the biggest end user of U.S. soy, and those that could identify poultry and livestock farmers did not grasp the full impact these customers have on U.S. soybean farmers on farm profit potential. We believe that U.S. soybean farmers need to recognize these customers and understand their full value to our on-farm profitability in order to continue building demand and maximizing this critical market. Understanding our biggest customers is a first step toward producing the best possible U.S. soybeans that can increase the profit potential of every U.S. soybean acre. The soybean checkoff encourages U.S. soybean farmers to look beyond the elevator when thinking about our biggest customers. By understanding our customers, U.S. soybean farmers will be better equipped to address and adjust their changing needs in the future. In the coming months, farmers will see and hear much more from the soybean checkoff on these efforts in their favorite agriculture publications, on their favorite radio stations, and in other venues. Farmers can also visit beyondtheelevator.com on the internet to see the importance of poultry and livestock to the U.S. soybean industry and the importance of thinking beyond the elevator. Now, I'd like to introduce you to Musa Wakia, a poultry producer from Jordan. And Musa and I will be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
For those of you joining us on the telephone line, if you have a question for us today, we ask that you hit star 2, and you'll need to hit that twice. Star 2 twice if you have a question for either Musa or for Dwayne here in Atlanta. Musa, let me ask you, if you would, to begin, if you would, tell us a little bit about your poultry operation in Jordan.
First of all, I would like to thank the USB, ASAIM, and USSEC for the work being done in the area, and for sponsoring many activities to help poultry producers improving their business. When I start my business 30 years ago, it was a very small operation. Actually, with the help and being traveling to outside, especially to this Atlanta poultry exhibition, IPE, I got exposed to the latest technology, and I've been improving year by year. I produce broiler chicks and broiler hatching eggs and table eggs. The capacity is like 125,000 of breeders producing more than 10 million hatching eggs a year and producing something like 5 million table eggs a year.
Musa, you talked about the work that is being done by U.S. soybean farmers in your area of the world. Give us an example of some of the work that that the U.S. producers, soybean growers, are helping you folks with.
Now, locally, the activities that are been conducted locally in our region, like feed formulation seminars, how to use software to minimize the cost and maximize the profit and improve the performance. Nutrition seminars, diseases seminars, management seminars, risk management seminar. Such kind of seminars improved in many sides, on the field level, on the poultry operation level, it improved the performance, and on the purchasing level, it with the risk management seminar, it decreases the cost.
Again, for those of you with us on the telephone line, we have both Dwayne Ford, a USB director and soybean farmer from Illinois, and Musa Wakila. Musa is a poultry producer from Jordan. If you have a question on the phone line, hit star 2 twice, and that will mute your line to ask a question. Dwayne, let me ask you, you've had an opportunity to be down on the exhibit floor. Understand that a number of U.S. soybean customers are stopping by?
Yes, this trade show is one of the largest in the world, and a number of our customers come to this trade show, and just no longer than it's been open, we've already met a number of our customers, and I understand many more are going to be here, and we hope to be able to sit down with them and discuss U.S. soy and their needs in their countries as well as our domestic producers as well, so that we as U.S. soybean farmers can fulfill their needs and make us better suppliers and help them be better customers.
Dwayne, let me ask, what does it mean to you as a soybean farmer to have an opportunity to sit here with Musa, a customer, or those stopping by the exhibit, and visit with them face-to-face?
Yes, the one-on-one contacts are extremely important. We hear that from around the world, and as well as locally, how important it is that they want to sit down with those of us that are actually producing the soybeans rather than just the people that are in between. They like to see the producers, and we like to be able to visit with them as well to know that we are providing them what they want and what they need so that, as I said, we can be a better supplier for them, because our customers do require a very high quality soybean, and the new technologies now allow them to utilize a higher quality soybean and understand how important it is in their utilization. And we, as U.S. soybean farmers, do produce a very high quality soybean, and we're proud to be able to do that, and we can provide that volume, and we have a good supply year round for our customers as well.
Again, if anyone has a question, hit *2 twice, and it will mute your line so that you can ask your question. Musa, let me come. We have a question. If you would, please identify yourself and then go ahead with your question, please.
This is Gary DiGiuseppe. I'm at Arkansas Radio Network. The question is, the Soybean Association identified this issue of producers' failure to realize the importance of livestock feeders as their end customers some time ago and has devoted some resources to it. So the question is, what problems has it caused? Why is it a difficulty that soybean farmers don't recognize that livestock producers are their biggest end users?
Many times, for instance, out in the country, when a domestic livestock producer wants to build a new facility, they actually oppose the livestock producer building the facility in their area. They just really don't understand how important the livestock industry is. And if we lose the livestock industry, both domestically and internationally as well, we can lose our soybean industry. As we said, 98% of the soybean meal is consumed in the United States by the livestock industry. And many of those people think when they do go to the elevator and dump those soybeans, that's it, they're done with them, and they don't realize the importance of that livestock industry out there. And we have made an effort in the past, but we need to make a greater effort, and that's what we're going to do at this time, to try to get those U.S. soybean farmers to understand the importance of the livestock industry, not only domestically but internationally as well.
Gary, do you have a follow-up?
No, I guess that answers my questions. That's primarily the concern, that there have been disputes in the country over livestock expansion?
Yes, that is one of the concerns, and also with the new environmental constraints that are being put on livestock producers, and a lot of some of the organizations that just actually oppose our livelihood as producing livestock. It's very difficult to move forward in increasing our livestock production here domestically. We don't want it all to move overseas. We need both domestically and both domestic and international livestock.
Again, for anyone that has a question for us on the phone line, it's hit *2 twice. We do have a question here in Atlanta. Chuck?
Chuck Zimmerman, agwire.com. A question I would have is addressed to the area of biofuels. I know that concerns that poultry producers would have is more corn ethanol related than probably soybean, but it comes up time and again, and as we look at the growth of biofuels and all the reasons for that, how do you kind of assure, or what would you say to your customers about how much of what you grow is being turned into fuel at this point?
Well, the livestock industry consumes mainly soybean meal, and the soybean itself has two components, the meal and the oil goes to the biodiesel. That's one of the problems we've had in the soybean industry in the past, is the glut of oil we've had on the market, which has driven our prices down for our U.S. soybean commodities. But now then, with the biofuels, we have a usable source of using the oil, and then also we have the meal as well to go to the livestock industry. So when you hear that about the problem with the biofuels, it's really not. It's a complement in helping us all. It's environmentally safe using in the biofuels, but it also alleviates that extra surplus that we have.
We have another question on the phone. Again, if you have a question, hit star 2 twice, and that will mute your line. Musa, let me come back to you for just a moment. How important is it for the U.S. presence in Jordan?
Since we are bluntly speaking, we are copying, you know, the American technology, and we believe in the superiority of the American soybean meal. That is 1 or 50% of the issue. But the other 50%, we need someone to help the poultry producers how to improve their management, and you know, equipment wise, management wise, the day to day operation. Because if they use this superior quality, the U.S. superior quality, without good management, without good application, they won't achieve good results.
Is there still room for growth in your part of the world?
We have a growth in both production and in production wise, as growth is human growth is like in our area is not or growth rate is not less than 3%, so we need more production here every year to give food to the people. And since chicken meat is cheaper than red meat, so the growth is always in the chicken meat, not in the red meat. 40 years ago, chicken meat consumption per capita was like 7 kilogram per year. Now it is 28 kilogram per year, and we believe that consumption per capita will reach something like 40 plus in 5 years from now. So the potential is in both to cover the growth rate and to cover the increase in consumption per capita.
Again, for anyone on the phone line that has a question for us, hit star 2 twice, and that will mute your line. Dwayne, let me ask you, after hearing what Musa has been talking about the U.S. presence and about the growth opportunities, are your dollars being invested wisely in that part of the world as a soybean farmer?
Yes, I believe they are. They continue to grow in that part of the world, not only in that part of the world, but worldwide as well. And without our presence and supporters such as Musa, this would not be possible, so that they don't always have the technologies that we have here in the United States. So it's important that those people like Musa that understand the new technologies and the advantages of using high-pro soybean meal from the United States can implement or show them the benefits of using that meal, and then that helps grow our industry as well.
If anyone has a question from the phone line, go ahead and ask. We've gone ahead and unmuted all of the lines. So if you have a question, if you would, first of all, please identify yourself and then go ahead with your question for either Musa or for Dwayne. Anybody have a question? Musa, how important is quality to you as a producer?
Quality is, you know, by experience, we used to use low protein soybean meal, and we we found out by experience that the better quality we use, the better performance we can achieve. The improving feed conversion ratio, improving performance cannot be achieved without the best quality.
You know, Duane, or most of the, how big of a market Jordan or that part of the world is for U.S. soybeans?
Now, for soybeans and soybean meal, we are always talking about Levant, Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria as one part. So, and since in Syria there are three crushing plants, Syria is importing something like 500,000 metric ton of U.S. soybeans and 150,000 metric ton of U.S. Soybean meal. The reason why Syria? Because Tartus port is cheaper than other ports in Levant. So Jordanian, Syrian, and Lebanese producers, poultry producers, and traders are importing through Tartus.
Again, if anyone has a question on the phone line, just go ahead and identify yourself and go ahead with your question. Otherwise, we're going to be wrapping up things from here in Atlanta. Duane, for your fellow soybean farmers here in the U.S., hearing what Musa is talking about, what are you hoping their takeaway is going to be as they learn more about the efforts that their soybean checkoff dollars are being invested in?
I would hope that they would, if they are not supporting the livestock industry, that they would change their position and support the livestock industry, because we haven't even talked about the economics of what the livestock industry is doing here in the U.S. For instance, the U.S. Poultry and livestock sector employs more than 1.8 million Americans, and most of those are in the rural areas. Also, poultry and livestock farmers paid more than $16 billion in taxes in 2009, and most of that went to the benefit of rural America. And with all the problems that we're having financially in the U.S., especially in rural America, we really need those livestock producers to help continue to support that rural area out there. And without that funding, we're going to really be hurting in rural America.
Musa, here's your opportunity. What is one thing that you would like U.S. soybean farmers to understand from your perspective as a poultry producer in Jordan?
Actually, I cannot, on quality aspects or quality wise, I cannot say anything. You know, it is. How we say it, we are highly satisfied with what with the quality, but I would like to see more work is being done on the regional traders that are, some of them, not using the new trends of new buying trends, like, you know, risk management and, you know, hedging and in the buying from say the international markets. This can help the poultry producers to reduce cost, and this can help the consumption per capita. Poultry consumption per capita can be increased easily.
And of course,
if I answered your question,
Duane, quality is certainly one of those areas that the United Soybean Board has identified as being a key area for soybean checkoff dollars to be invested.
Yes, that is correct. And we continue to talk about yield, how many bushels we can make off of that acre of soybeans. And that is extremely important. But we also have to go further and start thinking. We've been talking protein and oil, but now with the new technologies, we talk about amino acids and the breakdown, and maybe the protein's not as much as important as some of the amino acids and the utilization of that soybean and how that livestock can consume that and the rate of gain they can get with their livestock from our product. But it is extremely important, and we continue need to, just to supply the world needs, we have to continue to increase those yields, but we have to begin thinking at a higher level on amino acids and other nutrients that best utilize for the livestock.
I want to give the folks on the telephone line one final opportunity to ask a question of either Dwayne or Musa. Otherwise, we're going to be wrapping things up here. Anyone on the phone line have another question for us? Dwayne, Musa, either one, would you like to make a final comment as we wrap things up here?
Just again, I would like to thank USB, SAIM, and USIC for the work being done in the area, and I would like to encourage them to keep close relation with the poultry producers, visiting their. Their customers in the region. This is one thing, one answer for your previous question, because really our people, they like to meet the producers in the U.S. It means for them a lot, and they highly appreciate such thing.
Dwayne?
Yes, I would just like to encourage our fellow U.S. soybean farmers to fully support the livestock industry and the farmers and ranchers that do raise our meat, milk, eggs, and they do face a number of pressures, including diseases, environmental controls, and groups that oppose our livelihoods. So the next time you hear of a neighbor having a difficult time because of maybe some group or somebody doesn't want them to add or build a facility out there in the country, think again that if they don't build that facility, that might mean you may not be in the soybean business in the future. So we would hope that you would fully support your friends and neighbors in the livestock industry.
Well, let me thank both Musa Wakila, poultry producer from Jordan, and Dwayne Ford, USB director and soybean farmer from Illinois, for joining us here in Atlanta for this USB teleconference. For anyone that might have questions or would like more information or interviews, Jeff Brown with USB Communications is here in Atlanta. Let me give you Jeff's cell phone number if you'd like to give him a call to set something up. The area code is 314-629-0520. That's 314-629-0520. We thank you all for joining us today. Again, we're coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, the site of the International Poultry Expo and International Feed Expo. Thank you again, and have a great day.